Welcome, radio listeners, to our weekly showcase of New Zealand music. I am your host, Ralphie, simulcasting on kiwiradio.nz as well as upfm.co.nz. How is everyone doing out there, especially if you're in Auckland like I am? We have had such heavy rainfall this week. In fact, the schools are all closed, even though my son is just walking distance from his. I can fully understand we don't really want anyone to be getting into any accidents out there. We are a few minutes walk from the beach, and the sand is all gone, and the water looks very mucky, very brown. But yeah, what's happening with you? I had a friend who is based in Epsom. He said that two nights ago he was driving down and there were two cars completely abandoned on the road as well. And so we've all heard that water can get anywhere, really. Like one side of the road will be perfectly fine, whereas the other side of the road has lots of leaks and flooding. So hopefully everyone's doing okay out there. Hopefully there's no one having too many sad stories out there. But certainly I've seen a few of those little memes and things like that, and yeah, things like grocery stores flooding and things like that. All that is—it's pretty crazy. I heard that the rainfall was like the 70% or more of rain that we normally get in summer. We've had in like the last couple of hours or a couple of days. So yeah, it's been pretty interesting weather. Anyway, speaking of weather, I'm going to open the show with LAB with a track called Under the Sun. Hope you enjoy. I've actually got two guests tonight as well. Parayana is back with a brand new single called Time, and he's going to be kicking off the show first. And we've got a really cool, like if you were born in the 2000s, there's a DJ / producer called Hexadecimal. Quite a big name, I would admit, and his music doesn't disappoint as well. I mean, kicking his tunes up on volume 120, it's been pretty fun to listen to. Anyways, he'll be kicking off at the second half of the show. This is our 1 hour showcase of Kiwi music. Please stick around. Starting off with LAB, Under the Sun. Thank you. Playing LAB to kick off the show with Under the Sun. A good tune, good music, weathers through any storm indeed. Speaking of storm here in Auckland, there's some great tunes out there about storms. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? A classic Billboard one there. Eurythmics with Here Comes the Rain Again. AC/DC, of course, our Australian brethren with Thunderstruck. Imagine Dragons, Thunder. I remember listening to Imagine the Dragons for the first time thinking, what a cool drum beat in every song. And of course, Adele, Set Fire to the Rain. Speaking of Adele, I actually got to check her out in an Auckland concert when it was pouring down with rain. Speakers were starting to fry up and left, right and center she was slipping, but she got through the concert. And it's actually, I'm not a soppy person normally, but I really enjoyed that concert. I reckon, she's one of the most powerful vocalists out there. Speaking of great musicians, we actually have someone local today. Brian is joining us. Now, he's building quite the catalogue on his website, pariana.com. We've had him on the podcast before with tunes like Soulful, My World, Telepathy, Melody and History, but this time, speaking of segue, he's got a new song called Time. Welcome back to the show there, Brian.
Thank you.
Hey, how you doing, mate?
Going well.
How's the weather out there?
Cold. it looks like it's going to come down tonight, but we're okay where I look, just down near Devonport. But I picked up a cold. I must have just got a cold neck and got a cold.
Woo!
Other than COVID, I had a bit, but yeah.
Hope you're doing okay. Maybe play off the raspiness of that vocal and set the record at 2 a.m. Maybe we'll see what happens. But hey, congratulations on the music. We obviously love your nylon acoustic playing, and it seems like from strength to strength, you're putting out some great tunes. I mean, from the first song that I heard, I became an instant fan. But tell us, how are you feeling with this new single, Time?
Yeah, it's good. I quite like it. It's a different, well, not so much different in one sense, but going back in time with a disco type of beat behind it was quite retro for me.
Awesome. Who worked with you on this single?
It's just me. I did all of it. It was supposed to be another guy who we need to get together and do something, and his name was Domingo Candelario, but we never did. We were supposed to do it. He said, "I really want to do a disco song to it," and so I sort of laid a track or something like that. Yeah, great. And over the time, he got COVID, and just his thing, we just haven't been able to connect, and so I thought, well, I didn't take that beat, but I got another beat. I thought, I'll do one.
Fair
and
enough.
So I did.
And you had the time to write a song called Time. I feel like I'm going to be saying the word time a lot in your segment, but that's okay. Time is one of the most precious commodities. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I think I was listening to your podcast last week, and I think you finished on a song. It was about time too, I think.
Absolutely.
Talking about
that. Hey, are you a man of watches? Do you have a bit of a watch collection? Because I noticed that there's a really fancy looking watch on the cover of this one.
Well, I just bought a new watch. Mine broke. And you know, I went around the store to find a watchmaker. I thought, Seiko, they're good.
Yeah.
But they only repair watches.
Sponsored by Seiko. Buy a
Milford is the only one that has a watchmaker.
Milford, really? Like a local watchmaker?
Repairs watches, and you know, because I wanted a watch that I could take back because the strap always breaks or whatever. And yeah, Milford, there you go.
Nice one.
Big flight.
Yeah.
And it is, it's like that one that's on there, but it's a dark background. So it's got all the hands. I didn't want any digital stuff.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see the time. I didn't even want to see the date. I just wanted to see the time.
You just want to see the time and focus on Now, being in Devonport, I think that's such a little cool hub. I actually, there's been some really cool T-shirts coming up on local markets. This guy does drawings of all these, like hand drawings of bands and stuff like that, and he's from Devonport. Wish I could. I'm actually repping one of his T-shirts now. What's it called? If you had a camera, I'm actually trying to trying to see what the tag is. But yeah, maybe I'll do it on the next segment and give them a plug. But yeah, there's some really cool Devonport creatives out there. And so, but have you seen anything weird with the weather?
Only like, because I'm a fisherman, just the water, how dirty it is, like you're saying.
I noticed that. Yeah, it's like brown, right?
Yeah, it does do that at this time of year, but that's more mainly when it does rain. Sometimes it goes a real olive green close to the city. When you get out there, it does go clear.
Is that because of the sewage, or is there more?
I think more so the cliff. So there's a lot of silt that comes down.
Yeah.
And so what lays on the bottom seabed for the first maybe, or for a lot of waves, just silt, about a meter up off the bottom of the seabed, it'll just be silt.
Speaking of T-shirts, I can't read this label. It's a really weird font. I think it's called If That So. But yeah, this Devonport artist, I really recommend him.
Send me the guy's name.
No, he's got this cool T-shirt of like all my favorite vocalists, like Freddie Mercury and things like that, all in like one T-shirt, which is the one I'm wearing right now. And I don't know. I think there's some really wonderful art that we need to celebrate that's coming out of little island called New Zealand. And well, this is why we do the music showcase every week, because I'm just blown by the amount of amazing music, especially Pariana.com, our first artist for today. And well, what's next for you there? So you've got a little setup that you've done now where you can kind of tinker on audio whenever you feel like. What's your creativity like at the moment? Have you got a few other riffs that you've been tinkering on?
Yeah, I've made another one. I just need the words really for it, I think. And that came out of going away and getting rained off in the Coromandel. And we pulled up alongside a place that we were hiding under the cliff, because if you were out in the harbours, it was sort of like 60 to 70 knots coming down. And so we chose to snuck around some cliffs, and there was a boat called Escape. I thought, oh, that could be a song.
Yeah, there we go. Well, sometimes, songs can... I had a song, being a songwriter myself... I had one of those really cool dreams last night where, tell me if you've had this kind of thing as well, where it sounded like a finished record, like I could hear the lyrics very clearly and everything, the melody and wonderful. So anyways, I ended up doing a voice memo and I could only remember the melody and I couldn't remember the wonderful lyrics. I'm just wondering, has that ever happened to you where you just have a dream and it feels like the record has been played to you from start to finish and you're thinking, that's
I do.
That's good.
Yeah,
you do.
And then I wake up and I realize I should have tried to wake up out of the dream, but if you do, you just don't get the rest of the song.
Yeah.
And so you just hope it's stuck in there.
Or sometimes what I'll do is I'll go, oh, I'm so tired, I'll just remember it in the morning. As you do, and you never do. You never do. So when creativity hits you, I think it's kind of like a gift, and you just kind of got to try and capture as much of it as possible, really, and try to recreate it, right? Reverse engineer the muse. Well, we're gonna have. What's that? Sorry.
I said, sometimes just play things backwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you might get a new melody, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here it is, Parayana. He was tinkering with a tune that he was meant to be doing with another musician, and then he decided to kind of, you know, take it to the finish line. But anyways, you mentioned disco. I'm just going to close off with this. So is disco a big thing in terms of your musical history? Have you got a love of disco, or are you just sort of...
No. In fact, I was probably more like a heavy metal guy when I was young. But we did used to go to disco, you know, back in the day. And it's always one of those things, you know, where weddings or whatever comes out, we get all the Michael Jackson, and the good old disco ones that come out. I mean, with this particular song, it was a folk song that I had written before. Mm-hmm. And then when I put it to a disco beat, I really had to change the lyrics to it as well. But the chorus always was the same, which is Time Waits for No One. And that really just was something I spoke to a mate about. And that's what he said. A mate told him that Time Waits for No One, you better do it now before it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. As we were talking about before, you just got to, when the muse is there and you feel like making music rather than procrastinating, just kind of do it and see what happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well.
And you have a dream, like you had a dream, and you were watching a TV series called People.
Mm-hmm.
And about these, you know, people have these dreams and, you know, just like that or whatever. Red, eerie one. But I think that also influenced some of the words as well. So it's kind of those three things that came into it. The word from a mate and the TV series we were watching. And just needing to do this disco thing with another friend. That never happened.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you did, and we're gonna enjoy this track now. And if you do want to check out his other tunes, I highly recommend it. Parayana.com, which is Maori for Brian, which is your name. And well, thank you again for touching base with us, and thank you for being a wonderful creative. And we'll hope to hear from you again soon.
Thank you very much for the fight.
Nice. Here's the tune. Enjoy. Tuned into kiwiradio.nz and simulcast on upfm.co.nz. Check out this wonderful artist at paraina.com. That's spelled Papa Alpha Romeo Alpha Echo Alpha November Alpha.com. It's also the Maori way of spelling Brian. So, what a wonderful guest. Anyways, that tune, I actually really like that side of Paraina. When he said that he was had gone disco, I was thinking, oh God, here we go. He's just chucked a loop on with some Spanish guitar. No, that was very tasteful. It's still him, you know. It's still got that Sting acoustic nylon feel that he's got on his other tracks as well. And if you like artists like 07 or, you know, Lazy Sunday compilation, that kind of thing, check out his other tunes. I'm quite excited about this next guest now. We're going to chat with Scott. Who is known as Hexadecimal. He's the Global Beats Festival founder and an international award-winning DJ and producer. You can check out a lot of his sets on twitch.tv/hexadecimalDJ. And we have Scott on the phone now. Welcome to the show there, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, Ralph?
Hey, thanks for doing this little slot here. But first of all, welcome. And oh my God, you're... tunes are so exciting. I can't believe you're on the phone with me.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad you like them.
I do, because I do like my breakbeat slash techno stuff, and it's just really well produced. Now, you made quite a name for yourself back in the 2000s and everything, originally from the UK. Tell us, how's it been since you've come to New Zealand? You've got quite the story with that as well.
Oh, it's been quite a change, really. Here, obviously, completely different culture over here, and you know, different vibe. But it's been New Zealand's been really kind to me. I'm a citizen now, and I certainly don't regret the move. Especially, I guess, if you kind of look at how things are going with the UK, you know, now, I guess. I came over here in 2010. I moved over, met a Kiwi girl in London, actually, a club in London. I was playing at this club called Matter, which is at the O2 Arena. And I was playing like a big after party there, and I met her there. And we've got quite a story, to be honest.
Tell us. Honestly, like this show is all about a good story. Say what you want to say.
We met in London, and kind of we've seen each other for a little bit, kind of, and then her friend who she traveled with finished at OE and went home back to New Zealand, back to Christchurch. So I kind of, you know, slightly reluctantly kind of said to Vanessa, okay, well, maybe come and move in with me for a bit. She didn't have a job or anything. I was like, okay, let's see how it goes. And then literally the day after she kind of moved in with me, I got run over by a car on my way home from work on my push bike. Yeah. And I was in a pretty bad way, really. I'm actually blind in my right eye from birth, and I'd basically smashed my left eye, essentially. I damaged basically three of the four nerves on that left eye. So the only nerve I hadn't damaged was my optic nerve. So they basically, the hospital kind of like, yeah, we don't think you should have this operation, because I could have an operation, but they said, you know, it's unlikely to make it, you know, fix it up. Very unlikely. And you could risk losing your sight completely by having the operation. So
wow.
I was kind of left on that bombshell, really, of what am I going to do?
Do you gamble it, and or do you just live with it? Yeah, especially, I have to admit, you know, I had a wee accident with one of my ears. Actually, out of all the musical stuff that I'd done, it was a work-related issue where they set up a speaker in the middle of a hallway, and it just kind of went poof as I was walking out. And the reason why I mentioned that, and it doesn't come up often, obviously, as well, because I don't use it as, you know, like a badge or anything. But we do have to understand that some people have these internal struggles or disabilities that are completely hidden, right? Like if I had looked at your wonderful photo that you have online with your cute as pug puppy, I just wouldn't have known that about you, to be honest.
Nah, true. Yeah, you don't know. You never know. You never know what's under people's iceberg, you know, because I, in my day job, I kind of work for, I work for a government organisation, and I look after a number of sort of programs for, we help people with health conditions and disabilities, essentially. And I've kind of learned that through that program, really. You know, there's a lot of people you wouldn't know, you know, you wouldn't know what's going on underneath, you know. I decided to have the operation, and, you know, put my, you know, I went all in, I guess, and, you know, luckily it kind of is a success, but it fixed me up cosmetically, but it hadn't fixed my, you know, my eyesight was still pretty in trouble, really. My eyelids stopped working, I couldn't contract light anymore, I couldn't move my left eye anymore, essentially, because your nerves control all those things. My now wife, my then Kiwi girlfriend,
Vanessa.
Vanessa, yes. So she was struggling a bit at the time. There's some stuff going on back in New Zealand at the time, and she had another family member who's had to be airlifted to hospital, and she had a lot going on, and she kind of kept it from her family. And anyway, she was struggling a bit, seeing me struggling. So I just decided I was going to be real tough about it, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to force myself to get better. And I went, so I started like trying to record a new mix CD and stuff, and I had a gig in Spain, south of Spain, and 2 weeks after head surgery, and I decided I'd go over there and play this gig. And I remember the mixer was just a blur of light, so I was definitely not well enough to do it, but I was just determined for things not to stop me. And then a week later, I was playing at a festival in England, and Vanessa and I were in the tent, and she kind of saw my eye twitching a little bit, and then over the next kind of few sort of weeks, really, it all came back. I made like this miracle recovery, unbelievable. And it kind of, and my, I've released two production albums. My second one, The Form Restore, is all about kind of that thing around kind of positivity and kind of, if you have a sort of positive mindset, how far that can take you. Cause yeah, I guess I'm sort of living proof of that.
Yeah, well, congratulations on such a legacy and love of music. It definitely shows with your production. I mean, there are a lot of DJs out there, but when you start entering the producer realm as well, I think that's when you take the next step up, and you certainly have done that. I do enjoy your music, and also I've caught a few DJ sets on your Twitch, twitch.tv/hexadecimalDJ. Be sure to check them out and give them a follow. And we're going to showcase your first tune here. Now, you've done a track called My Feelings with Huda Hoodia and DJ 30A. Tell us about it.
So it's a remix. So Huda Hoodia and 30A are pretty big names, actually, in like Florida in the States. And I've kind of connected with them through the Twitch stuff. So over I started streaming. I stopped music for a number of years, really, when we had kids. And then through the pandemic, it's a story like, I'm sure there's a lot of stories like this. Through the pandemic, I, you know, started doing online streaming to my friends back in the UK, you know, so like a Saturday night here for them, it was like, you know, Saturday morning, and sort of built up a thing there and built up a bit of a following, especially in the US, where, because if you play here at like 6 in the evening, it's, you know, it's like 2 a.m. I think in the US, and you can kind of get a different kind of crowd where it's less saturated. And anyway, I've kind of built up a real, you know, big kind of following, I guess, especially in the States through the Twitch stuff. And Huda's one of the people I connected with and asked me if I wanted to remix one of his tunes. And yeah, this is a result of it, really.
Yeah, and it's amazing that you're doing so well on Twitch. Now, I gave Twitch a go, and I'm definitely not a Twitch star, whereas with you, it certainly shows. And I think that's what Twitch does, is if it's got a bit of a buzz, it starts recommending your channel to people that might be following, like, the music tag, and that's kind of how you pick it up, and it you're certainly doing pretty well there, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, it's getting over that hump at the start, really, of just, you know, streaming to, you know, a handful of people and being able to stick that out. It's definitely a grind, to be honest. But, yeah, I think I'm quite fortunate. I started at a good time and I've managed to kind of build up a bit of a following.
Congratulations. Well, thank you for showcasing your music here at KiwiRadio.nz and our sister radio station upfm.co.nz. You'll also be able to catch this on replay as an MP3 download for free. Just go to KiwiRadio.nz and check it out. This is Hexadecimal. Speaking of fans, we've got a few people in the United States, Springfield, listening in today, and also Auckland, of course. Straight away, I recognise that a cappella, indeed. Oh, it takes me back. KiwiRadio.nz. also tuned in to kiwiradio.nz. Remember to check out Hexadecimal on his Twitch channel, twitch.tv/hexadecimaldj. He's got a weekly Sunday sessions thing happening there. Tons of good fun. I'm talking 2 hour sets, 1 hour sets there, and yeah, more of that, really. Welcome back to the show there, Scott. And I'm going to give you a quick fire question. How do we get the hexadecimal sound? Are you ready? Favorite audio synthesizer?
303, I think. Roland 303.
Oh, 303, yeah. I mean, Fatboy Slim all the way, right? I just.
It's like as if you can afford one, though. Yeah, right.
What do you think of the clones, though? Because I got myself a Roland Boutique TB-03, and there's also Roland's reissued some of the 303 stuff.
Oh, you got some. They've reissued some of the software stuff I wanted to check out. I've been thinking of checking out the software they do, because they've got all of the stuff in a suite of different software for all those different classic kind of pieces of hardware, which is super cool. And I know there's is it Behringer, I think he's done a hardware version as well, which is quite good actually as well.
I'm pretty impressed with Behringer. It used to be a dirty name in the industry, and now they're making some really cool synthesizers, right?
They're kind of like entry level, but a lot of the entry level stuff's quite good. They sound quite I'm sure, you know, if you put them up against each other, you know, you'd be able to tell the difference. But I think, for you and I or whatever, you know, listening on a dance hall, you're not going to be able to know. You don't want to be a geek like that anyway. There's too many people like that who are dance hall chin strokers who are kind of commenting on what they're listening to rather than actually enjoying the music.
Well, you'll be surprised. I've been to a few rock concerts, for example, and there'll be one or two geeks right in the front row trying to check out what the gear is on stage, like what guitar and everything. It's a little bit tricky when you've got your favorite electronic producer doing a set because he's got the DJ decks up there. And well, sometimes they put the you know, 303 as part of their set as well or whatever, but you know, it's a little bit more, I guess, hidden. But okay, so that's the synthesizer ticked. How do we get the hexadecimal drum sound? Is that like a drum library like Vengeance, or is it hardware?
It's the quality of your samples makes all the difference, I think, to your drums. You know, if you choose the right, what I tend to do is actually I choose a few different samples and then I'll kind of EQ them so that I'll take, you know, if I take a snare, for example, I might take, you know, kind of a high end of one snare and the low end of another one, and I try and kind of create my own that kind of thing. And I also like to layer sounds as well. So you kind of, that also helps to kind of get quite a sort of toughness to your kind of, to your drum sounds.
Now, you've mentioned you've been doing this style of music for a very long time. What is it about this genre that just keeps you going?
It's so diverse. And I think with breakbeat, I think it's a fact, it's, you know, you've got all forms of kind of breakbeat. You know, you've got so many different sort of influences of sound. You can have kind of funky kind of stuff or guitars and, you know, slap bass and stuff. And you can have kind of stuff which is kind of sort of harder and more, you know, closer sort of drum and bass kind of sort of, you know, those really kind of nasty kind of synth sounds and bass lines and stuff. It's just very versatile, I think, and it's just a really fun kind of genre, I think, as well. I've got
agreed,
a short attention span, you know, so it kind of keeps me engaged. I find it probably a bit easier to get into than sort of techno or, you know, the minimal techno and that kind of stuff. There's all those place, you know, but I think Brady is quite accessible, and a lot of people would probably like the genre, but they just won't know what it is.
Yeah, you know, agreed. I'm a rock guy myself, but, you know, we started this Up FM thing back when we had an FM frequency, and I was actually a student back then, can you believe it? And I'm still kind of doing it now, and I've never lost that love for techno or electronica. You know, I've always loved In fact, did you know that we were one of the first Kiwi music shows that did like electronic producers on air? Like we were the first back in the day, you know?
Wow. That's super cool.
New Zealand is super small and it's a super small title to have, but I guess all it is, it just shows my age, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And no, still, yeah, what is it? Fatboy Slim says, rave till the end or something like that. What's that quote?
Yeah, I heard a few things. I don't know if you saw the, I watched that Woodstock 99 thing on Netflix the other day.
And
I
was
Fatboy Slim playing the dance tent at Woodstock 99, and it was like the whole festival was a complete disaster. And and he's playing in this tent or this in like this dance arena, and someone drives like a van into the arena. Someone driving this car through and stuff. Honestly, it's absolutely off the charts. That documentary is really crazy.
I have to check that one out. The quote that I had in my mind is "Go hard or go home." I used to love going to hard house gigs, and that there was "Go hard or go home." Yeah, don't take your grandma to this gig. That's for sure.
It seems to be a Kiwi way, to be honest. I found that, like in the UK with drinking, you know, you go to a pub and with your mates, and you can have one or two and go home, kind of thing. Whereas I found here is like either you just do it or you don't.
Yeah.
either I'm gonna drink or I'm not gonna drink. It's only one way or the other. I'm sure it's not the case for everyone, but
I was actually the cleanest raver in the entire country. You know, never did drugs, never did alcohol, but everyone thought I was, right? Even now, like when I first met my wife, I think it was at a gig or something, and I came up to her and I said something along the lines of, "I'm really feeling the music," and she just thought I was on something really good. And I was actually just really feeling the music. And
I've been doing I have been drinking a bit with the when I've been streaming since COVID, really, and the lockdown.
Oh yeah, the lockdown belly comes out, right?
Yeah, well, just used to just having a skinful because it's like, well, it's all right. It's a lockdown. That's what we do. And then it kind of started to carry on through after the pandemic started to sort itself out a little bit. And so this year I've been doing like sober streaming and stuff, which has been
highly
interested in getting into it. Yeah, getting back into actually doing the stuff with.
Have you ever like reviewed your set, like a completely sober set versus a drunk set? And do you think you did well?
Absolutely.
Which one did better?
I think like set wise, I'm actually DJ pretty well when I'm drunk. I think because I just lose that kind of. I'm really comfortable, and it's that thing about I get really kind of
loose. Right,
you get really
loose.
Confident.
It's the confidence juice.
But when I watch back the streams, I'm just like cringing, looking at myself jumping around. And I was like, oh dear.
No, it sounds like you're having a great time, and I could just imagine you doing the same set at, like you said, O2 Arena, which is, by the way, not a small venue. And right, you're doing the same set, you're bouncing around, and it looks good with the lights, but when you're doing it like as a Twitch stream. But I did notice that a lot of your Twitch streams do have like the movie clips of actual rave audiences and things like that, and it could almost trick me like you were at O2 Arena.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm waiting for that technology, that 3D technology where you can insert an audience as the backdrop. It's going to happen.
It's crazy. It's crazy what, it's just crazy technology and where we've gone through. And the fact that I can play music to my friends back in England,
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's amazing.
And it's crazy now that you're doing this tiny little podcast that streams to the world. In fact, we've got people in America right now. We're so connected with the internet, right? So it's just kind of, it doesn't really matter where you are.
No, it helps me, my big move coming out of this way and over the last 10 years has helped me in terms of keeping in touch with family, and made that move a little bit easier.
Hey, we've got several minutes of the show, and you sound like a really talented producer, but also just kind of really cool and chill, you know? So I could talk to you for hours, but we do only have 8 minutes left of the show. So what I'll do is I'll play this tune, next tune now, by Hexadecimal called Control the Freaks, and I'll get you back on the hot mic straight after, if that's okay, and then we'll just do a quick close off, and I'll just play your last track as you kind of go into the ether with your coolness. Sound good?
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Sounds good.
Loving the beats. Hexadecimal, check them out. Really cool. KiwiRadio.nz, simulcast on upfm.co.nz. I'm your host, Ralphie. Here every Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time.
This is our world now. Freaks are in control.
Freak in the morning, freak in the evening. Ain't nobody freak like me, just freedom. Woo! That's put me in a good mood. If you want to support the music, I actually found Hexadecimal chucking his wares on Bandcamp. hexadecimalmusic.bandcamp.com. Check out his entire back catalogue there. I'm glad you're on Bandcamp, because here at kiwiradio.nz we proactively purchase a Bandcamp tune every 2 months or so, just to give back to the artists that have been on the show. So I'm going to add that to the shopping cart, and I hope you continue to make some great music out there. Hexadecimal, welcome back to the show. Now it's come to the tail end of the show where we say our farewells. How do you think the show went today? Because you are a virgin of the podcast.
Oh, I've been really enjoyed it. Thank you. I think we've got some, you know, some good sort of chemistry. I think, and it has, you know, it's just been easy. You know,
yeah, thank you. Well, I'll chuck you my number, and we'll go on a mandate.
Love
the chemistry. Now, I gotta ask, who is the pug dog on your photo? I have to ask.
Buster. That's Buster the pug. So I've got two. So I've got Buster and Bandit. So if you do if people do want to check out the Twitch streams, they're usually there in the background, just chilling, sleeping, sometimes dry humping each other. It's just what they
now,
do.
Now, I'm tuning in for that. That's good entertainment value right there.
That might have helped for the followers, to be honest. That may be, I'll probably get more people probably come to look at, check out the pugs. I got a follower the other day actually kind of said, oh, I heard about your pugs. That didn't say anything about music.
Hashtag dogs of Twitch. You should definitely start that up.
Yeah, nice.
Pugs of Twitch. No, they are very cute. They are very cute. Hexadecimal, it's been a great pleasure chatting with you. What's next for you here in 2023?
I think one of the things I started in the pandemic was this event called the Global Beats Festival. So it's a Twitch streaming event, which basically takes over the whole weekend. So the next one's going to be happening. It's not going to be for a little while. It'll be, I think, the end of... end of April, but they are like such big events. We have, you know, probably 100 plus different streamers that play across, you know, non-stop across the whole weekend.
That so, sounds fun as, yeah, cool.
They're real good. It's just really, they take a lot of effort to put together, and I've got a really cool team that help, a global team that support me with that. But yeah, so that's why we don't do them so frequently. But yeah, you can check us out, Global Beats Festival. If you search Global Beats Festival, you should be able to find us on Facebook or Instagram or wherever else and connect with us that way, and we'll let you know when the next one's going.
Global Beats Festival, Hexadecimal Music. Any other plugs before we let you do your thing?
I don't know. I think, I mean, the other thing is, yeah, I'll be doing like a, we'll be, as a for a Global Beats Festival, we're going to start doing like a monthly Sunday as well, so... you'll be able to kind of catch that. But other than that, yeah, check out the Bandcamp and any of my socials and stuff, trying to build those Hexadecimal Music at YouTube. I've literally got like 10 followers there. I've literally just started to start. I basically killed off all my social media when I did. I said I was retiring. I never did. I retired till the pandemic. So I kind of stopped all my social media and I'm having to build them all back up. So yeah, any follows on the, on Hexadecimal Music, on Bandcamp, Twitch, Facebook, any of those things, YouTube, all helps.
Yeah, sounds fun. So if you want a DJ set and listen to that, go to twitch.tv/hexadecimalDJ. And if you want some original music and things like that, go to hexadecimalmusic.bandcamp.com. Tell Scott that you heard him on KiwiRadio.nz. Well, thank you so much for being with us, and we hope you stay cool and stay creative, my friend.
Cheers. Yeah, appreciate your time, Ralphie. It's been great.
Hey, it's been an absolute pleasure closing off the show now with Hexadecimal's tune To The End. Hope you've enjoyed this week's showcase. We've got a ton more artists to come in the weeks to follow. We are busy, busy bees, and we love doing it.
feels like I'm fading away. I want more, I want more. Oh love, I really want you to stay.
You are tuned to KiwiRadio.nz, celebrating New Zealand music every week, 7pm New Zealand time. And that is our guest for today. Be sure to check him out, Pariana.com, as well as Hexadecimal on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/hexadecimalDJ. And I've been your DJ, Ralphie, hosting this wonderful showcase. 70 plus episodes. You can catch them all as an EP3 download on the front page. If you want to open up a bunch more hidden podcasts, you can also support the radio station servers from $2 a month. Go check it out if you feel like you want to. It's really optional. Closing off the show with Latina Aotearoa with a track called Sky, Can You Feel Me? Featuring Lawton Cora. There is a very upbeat version of Rafael Sadiq's neo soul cult classic, Sky, Can You Feel Me? And this is it. Hope you've enjoyed today's showcase.
Feeling that you give to me. above. You came down and you showed me love. I can look in your pretty eyes. Girl, you got everything inside.
Wonderful. Enjoyed that.
Really did.
That is the show, everybody. Remember Auckland and the rest of New Zealand. Behind every rainy cloud is a rainbow. And behind that rainbow is our show, KiwiRadio.nz. Yeah, we're a pot of gold. We are. Yep, self-pat on the back. That is the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to outro now. I'm your host, Ralphie. Check us out every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at kiwiradio.nz and upfm.co.nz. Final thank you to pariana.com as well as twitch.tv/hexadecimal DJ. Enjoy. Stay cool, stay creative, New Zealanders.